What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150, thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate. The new 2024 Ford F-150, tough this smart, can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
What in the world is good, everybody? Thank you all for tuning in to Man to Man, where we create a conversation between the modern day dating world, couch conversations, little bit of basketball. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoopstar Nash.
That was a big breath. You get ready for the Hoopstar Nash. Got concealer under my eyes. All right, episode 77. We missed y'all last week. Before we get into things, we are sponsored by the sports betting app Prize Picks. They're also sponsored by the Atlanta Braves. Go check them out, mofos. If you like betting, if you like spending money, you like making money, that's Prize Picks. Go check them out in the App Store. Download it and use our promo code MAN when signing up. M-A-N, that's non-case sensitive. Promo code MAN. It's actually the most fun app. If you fucking hate FanDuel, FanDuel has had so many times, Liam, where I've put money into the app, obviously, and then, you know, I make money and then I try to put it into my bank account, deposit into my bank account, hasn't given it to me. Prize Picks, they ain't gonna fuck you over, dude. I made like $3,000 already. Liam and I are both using it. It's amazing. So our friends love it as well. Go check them out. Prize Picks. Other than that, Hoop, like I just said, we missed last week's episode for you guys. We are on the basketball channel on Dash Radio, Nothing But Net. Shout out to all of our Dash listeners out there. And, you know, the finals happened. Giannis in six, Bucks in six. Fucking called it. Should have bet on it. So no one's going to believe me. But I did call Bucks in six. And so, yeah, for this episode, we kind of took a break. And then for this episode, we're going to talk about, you know, some what we did on the weekend. We'll get into it. The second half of this episode will be more about basketball and the free agent trades and everything the bizarre that's going on. All the teams look like NBA 2K super teams now. So, Liam, with that being said, last weekend, I know you went to your lake house, who I've never been invited to. Maybe you say that I've been invited to, but I just haven't, whatever. I haven't been to your lake house. Hope you had a good time. And you want to tell me a little bit about that, if you had anything going on. If you don't, I'll kind of tell a story that you might not want to share, or I kind of give it to you. I kind of just leave it open
Well, now you got me a little scared on what my story is, but
yeah. So pretty much with the with our off season, with this whole off season in basketball, we're trying to, you know, get some help for the podcast and have, you know, some more interns come on. Shout out to our previous interns that did social media for us. But we got some more new interns coming on the way starting tomorrow, actually today, because we're recording on Sunday. But interviewed a ton of people this week, obviously put the big job opportunity on LinkedIn. People want to work for us. Pretty cool. I was like, why would you want to work for us? That being said, we interview a lot of people. You know, we got our team in there.
Now I know where this story is going. I forgot that you were going to bring this one up.
Yeah. So it was a great time talking to a lot of people. And, you know, it helps us out too. It helps our skills and interviewing people and managing people. It's kind of cool. So yeah, we get done with one person and, you know, we're always asking, you know, how would you guys feel about that person? How do you think, you know, you think they could fit in the system of the Man to Man show? And Liam says, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, okay, cool. Liam, what, you got some insight on this person? Like, I think I like them too. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty fucking hammered right now. I said, okay, dude. All right. So we're getting hammered and interviewing people. I didn't know that was the next thing to do, Hoop. But you were at the lake house and I'm guessing you were hammered for all of our interviews. Now, after you said that, I was like, great. You might as well not even show up, dude, if you're not going to remember it.
I mean, I was out on the lake all day. It was like, I think it was like one of the last days. So I was already, you know, I had to get my fill in, and I looked down at my phone and I remember we had our interview starting at like whatever certain time, it's 6 o'clock. or 6:30 or whatever it was.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of the lake. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to rush back and get to these interviews.
At least you weren't on the boat, though.
I was out.
Because when we do a lot of like meetings, Liam's always in his car and then he doesn't buckle his fucking seatbelt. So it's a beep, beep. And I swear on this that he's tried to use that beeping noise as an excuse of him being at a gas station. But it's been every single time. You're not at a gas station. Buckle the fucking seatbelt, dude. So glad it wasn't on the boat. Glad you at least made it to the interview. Now we have interns. So that's all good. Okay. So we're going to, I don't think I had anything last weekend. Oh, wait, I did. Yes, I did. Yes. So I haven't had a car in about 6 years, right? So I've had 3 cars. I had the worst luck with cars, although I've yet to total any of the cars, just a little crash here and there. And you know, I sold the fucking car. Yeah. I get a new car. I get this 2010 Lexus RX 350. It looks like a mom car. It's in great condition. It's got 149,000 miles on it, like 4 previous owners. And I'm guessing we're all mothers with children. Now you've got little twas riding in it. I'm trying to rock it. I've had it for about a month and a half now. And I go visit my boy up in Knoxville. I went to school at Tennessee, University of Tennessee, Knoxville. This was the first time I had been back since I graduated in 2019. So I go up to Knoxville, great time. You know, we go out on Friday. This one kid we end up meeting at the bar ends up, you know, staying with us on Friday night. Cool. We had a nightcap, no worries on that. And then the next day we're like, hey man, we're probably going to go do our thing. You can come with us, but that's like a notion of like, hey dude, we're going to go do our thing. Right. So he follows us to go eat lunch and then we want to go to the pool. So he's following us to go to the pool. This guy is an insane lunatic driver already. He's drinking Amsterdam. I'm calling you out right now, bud. You're drinking Amsterdam while driving, and this kid ends up hitting the back of my car. So now I need a new bumper. And I made the silly mistake of not filing a police report. I said, hey, it's cool. I'll just get your insurance. You get my insurance. We'll go through insurance. No police report. He ends up coming with us to the pool, and it's just kind of awkward after that. I pretty much got conned because he never paid me for anything. He paid me $500. I should have filed the insurance. It's a long story short. I just learned. I was like, probably should have called the police. So now all in all, I've just been driving around here in Nashville earlier this last week on Monday, trying to find different quotes, and all the quotes that I got were like $100 different. So I was like, all right, just give me this one. So now I got to pay $1,500 out of pocket. And I'm sure everyone else has had a similar story to that. If you own a car or have owned a car, and that's kind of where I'm at now. So I gotta come up with $1,500 before the 16th. This guy Venmo'd me $500 for it. We never went through insurance. I'm on mother's insurance. He said, you're not fucking doing that. I said, okay, what'd I do? Go get a damn quote. So he paid me $500 for it. And then he deleted his number, changed his number. And I pretty much got caught.
Well, that was your first time back to Knoxville, correct?
First time back to Knoxville. Yeah. Yeah. So man, that's a bummer.
I got a similar story. I think it first time back to my alma mater, not Knox College, not Knoxville.
Right.
But I also was kind of in a similar situation where I got my car absolutely exposed. It was the dead of winter. It was snowing out. I got my car parked on the side of the road and, you know, driveways and stuff. And I come out. Actually, I didn't even come out. The guy knocked on the door. Fortunate enough, he like was nice about it and like knocked on our front door where we were staying. It was like, hey, I hit this car outside your house, blah blah blah. Is this one of your guys' car? I was like, yeah, it's my fucking car. You fucking right. Smoked
it. Yeah, it's
it.
My car out there. Yeah, the one that's hit. Yep, that's me.
He smoked it, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, going back to your college, I think that's why they say, you know, you wait up like 5 year period to go back.
Is that what they say? Because I believe it.
Nothing ever good happens.
Yeah, I tell you
within
what,
the first 5 years.
It's just a weird situation, man. Like throughout the weekend, also, I think on that Saturday night, my boys, like we're at this rooftop bar with a couple of other friends that we know that live in Knoxville, and he starts throwing up everywhere. And there's like people that are sitting next to us. You know, it's like a double date, and like these older guys and you know, like, I don't know, mid-30s or whatever. And we're just like completely disrespecting them. They're like, yo, dude, like they get up. He's like, yo, dude, you got to get your boy and all this stuff. I was like, bro, you can't be throwing up, dude, like right here on the ground, like next to everybody else. And then it gets worse. One of the chicks that we're with, she ends up throwing up like the next 10 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? What the hell is going on over here in Knoxville, dude? I got to expose Knoxville. I fucking hate it, man. I just don't like the people there, dude, that are still living there. It's just, I mean, it's a beautiful town and like go Vols maybe. Like people are still like, oh, feels like 98. They're selling the 98. Only thing that feels like 98 is the fucking weather out here, dog. So listen, Peyton Manning's gone. He's been gone for 20 years now. When we get to the pool, right? We're walking up, systems blasting. People are there just, you know, banging EDM. Like this is a bunch of picture and riddle me this, dog. These people are in a group at a table right next to the pool. One chick has one of her legs dipped in the pool. Her other leg has a fucking boot on it and she's hitting a fucking whippet.
So, she's there to party, man. That's, hey, should be, she's there only to party.
No, if I was feeling that vibe, I don't know, but it gets worse. And I'm like, okay, cool, we got to take a video of that chick because that's fucking hilarious. We look on the other side of the table, there's another chick in a boot on the opposite leg taking a whip. And I said, what the fuck, are we whipping sisters out here? We whip it in boot sisters, they all get the same accident or something. So long story short, we were there for about 15 minutes. I said, I got to get the fuck out of here, dog.
College, when you're in college, you don't really notice it. But when you go back to college and you look at the scene of, I mean, it might be a little different because it's the summertime, but still you get that like perspective of like, damn, I'm glad I'm out of that place. You know,
I'm glad, man. I mean, I went 5 years at Knox, dude. And I was just like, I end of fifth year, like after that first semester, I was like, damn, bro. I should have fucking paid attention freshman and sophomore year. So anyone that's listening to this is still in college, like, please do not screw up. Like, get one advisor and hopefully they don't hate you because they all hated me for some reason. Come on, guys. Paid you like 40 grand. So, all right. So that is that. And then I guess going into this weekend hoop, I guess where we work at, we all have those work friends, right? The work friends, you see them every day. You know all this public information with them, AKA facts about, you know, whatever's going on in the world. And so I think the cool thing about meeting people like that in your work environment is potentially becoming friends outside of the workplace with them, right? So obviously, you know, bartend cocktail at this bar in Midtown in Nashville. If you guys missed our last episode, I'm talking about how I kicked out a fucking pedophile. All right, watch out for the creepers. But anyways, you know, end up being boys with this guy who I work with and we go out. I said, hey, let's go over to Red Door. We closed last night, went over to Red Door. And it's a pretty cool dude, you know? So like, made a friend there. You have like work friends and then you have like friends that you're forming and creating that are cool, like outside of your initial friend group. And then you know, I'm a socializer, man. So I'm seeing people when I'm out that I know. And I guess those are acquaintances, you know, where I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? Like I probably wouldn't talk to you outside of the situation. And then it got me to thinking, what are the stages of friendships, right? And like, how do you utilize those relationships? And then how do you sustain those relationships? And then how do you differentiate whether someone's a friend or an acquaintance? So I was like, I looked this shit up, dude. I was like, I got to know if there are stages to a friendship. So stages to a friendship, I'm reading this article from, I think, I don't know who, shout out to, what's his name? Pete Cafarcio. So this guy is writing an article and he says there are four stages to a friendship. Number one is an acquaintance. Number two is a peer friend. Number three is a close friend. And number four is a best friend. So I guess when I'm talking about meeting people like that, it's going to be an acquaintance, right? Or not meeting people, but talking to people at the bar. Acquaintance. Peer friend is someone who, he says, who you discover common interests, activities, concerns, yada yada, learn a little bit more about each other's goals, wishes. I guess this guy, Chris is his name. Shout out to see, we playing pool and everything. We fucking rocked people in pool last night. It's a peer friend. A close friend is someone you would consider part of your inner circle. And then a best friend, obviously, is a best friend. You know, you trust them, you listen to them, you don't judge them, anything like that. And so I was just kind of thinking about that. And I was like, man, he's a good friend, but I don't know where that lies with you. You and I are, I hope we're best friends. There's still like a side of you that I don't really know what's going on, but that's your own privacy. And obviously I don't need to know everything that's going on with you because I don't want to hear about you shitting for 2 hours straight. So, and then also I was just thinking like mentors, where do mentors lie as well? Because mentors in the past year for me is, I've learned is, are people that you need to have in your life, whether you're talking to them as a peer friend, or you just don't talk to them for like, you know, half a year to a year. But I feel like mentors are very important to have besides your inner circle. And I've just met mentors along the way that I'll consider to be my friend for life. So I don't know where you lie with that. And I don't know what the question is, but just something that I thought about last night.
I think that's a, you know, it's a good question, and it's a good realization to actually sit back and think about that, because you do, if you go through like one of the like things that I did, like, I guess to more be more relatable to the people out there that are listening, is like, I went through my Snapchat, like friends. Right. And I went through, and I have, everybody knows Snapchat can get kind of overwhelming sometimes, maybe, but you have a bunch of these people that maybe you went to college with, or like this and that, and you're never going to have to talk to these people again. And you, right, you can sit on Snapchat sometimes for 2 hours going through everybody's story. And right, I was like, this for me, that's not going to happen. So I started to, you know, kind of put them in these categories almost, like, do I need to see what this dude is doing that I went to college? He was like a senior when I was a freshman. Probably not, unless I, right, you know, had a good like friendship with him, or if he was like a mentor, or like maybe a Fiji brother, or like a fraternity brother or something like that. But it kind of made, when you brought this topic up, it kind of made me think about, we kind of do this subconsciously just when we meet somebody in the first place. And I almost want to relate it, we do talk about dating, kind of to that point of dating someone too. Does that mean, right, like, do that, does that girl maybe fit in and move along in the stages in terms of,
of just a, yeah, acquaintance, peer friend.
Right. You first, maybe you ask her on the first date. She's just kind of an acquaintance. And then like you maybe move into more of a peer. You're learning about her or whatnot. Then she comes a close friend. You hang out multiple times a week. And then you go into maybe the best friend stage. And everybody talks about, oh, you know, you got put in the friend zone and whatnot. But I also kind of learned something this past week or two is, see, this is where I don't want to go too much into detail, but I've learned that I almost would rather have a girl that's a best friend first before like,
sure,
dating her, like for sure, like being like exclusive. You know what I mean? Like,
right, right, right.
An actual best friend. I would. And they, it's cliche, but everybody's like, you want to marry your best friend or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it, as it's almost, for me, I realize that's more of what you want first. Like, I want that girl to be my, yeah, best friend first. Like,
yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think that's fair, sense, for, yeah. I mean, if you just go into dating with somebody that's, I don't know, turns into acquaintance, and then like the next time you're like, hey, let's fucking try it out. Like, I've known people that have done that, and I think that shit just don't work. But yeah, I don't know, man. I was just thinking about that. And yeah, that's cool.
Because I'll say this.
It's like planting a seed with somebody. Like you plan, you put a seed in as an acquaintance, and they sprout into, it sprouts into a friendship, or it's just where you're just kind of keeping up with someone. I know you're not big on social, and you kind of mentioned it, and I'm the same way. And a lot of people understand that, like everything that you see on Snapchat and Instagram, they're probably not having the best time. They're just trying to show other people that they are like having a good time, quote unquote. And they probably are having a good time, but it's just such a fake reality world when it comes to social media. And I've done that too, where it's like, oh, I don't really even know this person. I don't follow this person. I'm just going to unfollow. And I also unfollow people who actually get married. So that, I don't know, like if I see somebody getting married, that's out for me. Yeah, well, I don't, that's like finish line, you know, like I don't
care.
One of
the funniest stories, actually, now that you bring that up, it was like maybe a couple times back though, when I came to Nashville and we were just sitting on the couch, it was watching basketball, college basketball, football or whatever. And you're scrolling through Instagram. And you're like, oh, they got married. And you legit unfollow them. I thought you were just doing a bit or something. And then like three or four photos another. Yeah. There's another like wedding photo.
What am I on? Like a fucking wedding app or something? Like, why are y'all showing me? Maybe Instagram is doing that to help me out. Like they know that I'm unfollowing people that are like on their knees proposing to somebody else. I'm just unfollowing. Yeah, I don't need to see that. I get it though. Like I totally get it. Just like no disrespect to them. I just at that point, it's like, hey, I'm glad you're happy, but I don't really care. You know, I don't know. Anyways, all right, cool deal. So, yeah, I guess you guys let us know what y'all think about that. I want to just say one last thing on that hoop is like when I appreciate the people who I say what's up to, you know, at least go out there. And when you see someone, and even if you guys want to go into your phone, man, I did this as a little like side activity a couple years ago. I went into my phone and just found somebody that I haven't talked to in forever. And I just shot him a text. I said, hey, how you doing? Hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing well. And on top of that, man, I've had relationships where I've had best friends and now they're not in my life for whatever reason. You know, the reason was disclosed. Like, that's just what happens. You grow out of in and out of friendships. But yeah, man, I appreciate just saying what's up to people and everything like that. People that follow our podcast and like, hey, you guys are fucking killing it, man. I said, no, we're not, but appreciate it, dude. So other than that, Hoop, I guess we have one more thing that we want to talk about before we get into some basketball.
Going on the weekend topic, I guess.
On the weekend topic. Okay.
I want to mention this first. And then I actually have two things for you here.
Okay, great.
So I went out on Friday night. All my family was in Denver this weekend to one of my cousin's wedding. Unfortunately, I didn't go just because I needed to stay here and take care of the dogs and get some stuff done here in Indy. But so I went out on Friday night. It was a weird night. I asked a couple of my, I guess, peer friends that I know here in Indianapolis go out. One of them hit me back up, and so we went out, but it got towards the end of the night, and the end of the night for me is like 11:30, 12. I'm not going all-nighters, none of that anymore, but this girl comes up. She's ordering her drink right next to me, and we start to talk while she's waiting to get her drink, and I don't know if it's just me or if this is like, is this weird, but like the situation of first topics that you start with when you first meet somebody. I don't know how this starts, like what goes through people's mind, but one of the things I will not bring up, I wouldn't lead with, hey, I got this exotic pet at my crib, you know, whatnot. Right. And it's like, I don't know. Is that weird? Like, so I guess the question.
Just having an exotic animal.
Yeah, what's the cutoff besides like a dog or cat? What other like animals can you have as a girl or maybe a guy as well? But it's like, damn, I'm gonna have to judge that a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
like not on some like petty stuff, but like I'm judging.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, I mean, people have snakes, you know. People have like little bunnies. I've seen people have birds. Like my college buddies had birds and they all died within like 3 weeks. I was like, that's not cool, dude. Why the fuck do you guys have birds? I've had people had fish, you know, like, man, I could go into some weird shit, man. But I don't know, man. Does it reflect the kind of person that you are? You know, like my old college roommate had a lizard, you know, and the lizard was pretty fucking cool. I mean, the dude was a cool dude, but it could be a flex. It could not be a flex. Like, I'm not telling someone that I have a snake, even though I think snakes are kind of cool.
I that's the only thing I think that kind of caught me off guard. Like, we sat there and talked for like 10 minutes, maybe.
And because everyone has a cat and a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what angle you're trying to take, but now actually talking about it, having exotic animals are kind of cool. But
that's not the first thing when, like, the first topic is like, oh, hey, what you're doing here? Like, do you like, I don't know, do you come here often? Are you with people? Yeah, I'm here with my friends. Yeah,
you're just flexing the animal.
And then the next main topic you bring, up is like, hey, I got this, you know, cool iguana or snake at the crib. Like what you think about that? And I just think that is, if you're trying to flex that, it's a weird flex to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely, first couple things you say to them, it's like, nah, like, hey, you come here, you from here, what's your name? Nah, I just got like an 8-foot snake back at the crib, dog, that just fucking eating dead mice. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yeah. What does that mean? You gonna eat the cock off or two, or what's going on here?
So I mean, that's one of those things, like, I don't judge people. I usually don't judge anybody at all, but like when you something like that comes up, it's like when I actively see myself like, damn, I'm judging you for you bringing that up.
Yeah. Shout out to people that have exotic animals. Now, I will say I'm looking at just a Google search here. Probably the biggest advantage to owning an exotic pet is that many of them are non-allergenic. So reptiles, rodents, birds do not have the same type of fur as a cat or dog, which traps dander. Many people are allergic to pet dander, thus making them allergic to traditional pets. So I'm probably ain't getting one though, dude. I'll tell you that. I don't know, man. We got the fucking five animals, three dogs, two cats. I'm good, you know.
I am glad though she warned me. Or, you know, you do have
before
to warn
you just go, maybe go back and hang out or like as a nightcap or something. And they're just
I feel
you got a snake coming on your foot while you're taking a piss or something.
Well, like if it continued, you know, and you're imagine talking to somebody that, throughout the night and they're like, hey, just by the way, I got a fucking, you know, 8-foot snake at the crib. Just right, heads right. up. I appreciate that, but not right off the rip. That's insane.
Well, you got to tell me that before we actually go hang out.
Yeah, you got to tell me that before I walk into your house.
You can't. Yeah, not like in the Uber. Like you got to probably the last thing you should probably say before you go hang out with somebody. Yeah, okay, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. Everybody, shout out to all the people that have exotic animals. I think they're legal for the most part.
I'm sure you can, you know.
I'm sure they're some of them are very illegal to have.
Well, you can't just house an elephant in the backyard, bro.
Nah, I know, but like you can't own a fox, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
like,
said
you
can't own
like a deer, dog. You know, unless you got a farm. Deer are just wild animal. I don't know. I wouldn't want to own a bird though, because I feel like I get shit on all the time. You know, well, maybe it could be good luck. If you have you heard that? If you get shit on by a bird, it's good luck.
No, I'll take my.
I'll be eyeing them birds when I'm walking out, dog. I'll be like, rain it on me, dog. Rain it on me. Let me get shit on real quick. I'll wipe it off. Don't worry. No sweat. Okay, cool. Maybe not. Maybe that's just me. What did we had something else too? You had something else?
Yeah, I think the other next last topic that I guess around the dating world that kind of came up was
I get shit on any day, bro. I ain't tripping about it. I'm still on this. I'll get shit on any day.
I'm good with that, man. You get shit on.
What are right, you name me something where you can't own? Like I got a fox, you can't own a deer.
What you mean? You can't like own like
you know what I've always wanted to own? Like a fucking bunny.
Man, I'm straight.
Okay.
I'm good with like dogs and cats, bro. That's about it. Like everything else, you don't really need. Like you don't need no monkey in your crib, bro. Like, yeah. I'm straight, bro.
What are those things? What are those things that change colors, man?
And like an iguana.
It's not an iguana, is it?
It's a lizard, isn't it? A chameleon.
Yes.
No.
I'm you know serious. Which one I would love to have, bro? Actually, if we should do this, we should get a parrot that talks.
No.
I'm and sure. him do the intro to the podcast.
Man to man.
That would right, be cool. funny, though.
I think I'd be lit, dude. Just having once you come here, do have a production set up. We just have a fucking bird just chilling in the corner. Maybe like our ad libs in a fucking song or something.
That would be.
Yo, cue that shit.
That would be funny, actually. I'm down okay, with cool. that.
I'm glad we're friends, man.
I'm glad we're friends too, man. All
right, what's up?
So last question was talk about dating. What is so times are changing, obviously, right? And not in the sense of like the COVID and stuff, but like at least for me, we grow up a little bit and things, you know, change in terms of what's acceptable or not.
Right.
And things get outdated. But what is like a good first date? Place to go beside like you know like what is a actual good first date nowadays? Maybe not even a first date, maybe a first couple of dates or just that first 1 to 3 dates. What is a good place that's not just like a bar?
This you know, might sound nuts, bro, but I'm seeing on the first date if they like betting.
I feel that. That's something you...
I'm kidding, dude. I'm kidding. I'm totally
kidding. Nah, you ain't kidding.
I'm totally kidding, bro. I don't even... I've talked to people and people have problems. I don't have problems here. I'm only betting on my eighth MLB game today. So, okay. So first, I think like a Chipotle wouldn't even be bad, dude. But I think a terrible spot to take somebody on a first date would be a movie. You can't, you're not getting to know them. You're not getting to talk to them. You try to do that awkward, like, let me hold your hand or let me put a hole through a popcorn bag ain't working. So I think a movie, stay away from the movies on the first day. But I don't think a bar is a bad place to take somebody on a first date. I see it all the time where I work at, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's chill. There's not too much pressure on it. You guys are both vibing on a, you know, outdoor patio setting rather than like going to like a steakhouse or like a nice sushi place and like having to sit down and like wait for someone to take your order. You know what I'm saying? Then you guys are eating, you guys are trying it. I don't think that's a hot first date. Maybe in the next couple of dates, I think a good first date is something very casual.
Very casual. I was going to ask because I think you nailed it. I think movies in general, like I will never take a girl to a movie on a date, like ever.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean,
unless we like 2 or 3 months deep in a relationship, right. I'll be like, all right, a good movie just came out. Let's go. Pop.
I'm going to be honest, man. Man, this is on top. I actually would love to talk about this. I hate being in conversations with when people are talking about movies, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't know anything about movies. And I know a lot of people know a lot, you know, many, you know, house name actors and actresses and stuff like that. I don't. So right. I hate where I can't relate to somebody when we're talking about a movie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, damn, I just haven't seen that movie. I'm like,
well, nowadays, this is where I'm talking about like things kind of changing in terms of movies, because everything you pretty much can watch everything from your bedroom on streaming devices. You know, the art of actually going out to the movies is becoming a lost art in terms of
having movies are gonna die.
Like, no, not movie. Theaters
are gonna die.
Yeah, going out to see a movie at a movie theater is like, I don't know when the last time I actually did that is. You know, and it's not even like I don't mind going to the movie theater. It's cool, like whatever. I like, if it's a good movie, I'll definitely go see it. But
plus, they got the like recliner chairs now, and then they got some service in there where they bring you some wings or something. It's not bad,
right? But I'm not actively like searching out movies and being like, oh, this one's coming out. Make sure I, you know, let me go take Shorty to the movies. You know, what I
mean? Right?
Like that's
and,
not.
And in that case, would be myself. Yeah,
but come on, bro.
Come on,
I'm
bro.
Just not thinking. I don't know if that's just a lot of people right now because it's moved away from into streaming it. But
yeah.
I remember when I was like in middle school and high school, the movies were a big thing. Like, oh, let's go to the movies, you know, Green Hills Movie Theater. Let's go watch.
I live there. Yeah.
I brought so many girls on dates there, you know, like, let's go see a movie.
Good spot for like high school, college, maybe. I don't know. It's not bad. Anyways, I don't know. That's what sucks about. With me trying to talk to people about movies, I just can't do it. I have no idea. And people think I'm an idiot. I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and leave this conversation. I just can't talk to you.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think. And another thing to kind of wrap this up for me, at least, is I think we have to move into like, I don't know if going to a bar, I like the bar play, like a casual place, but I see like some other people going like, maybe it's not a first date or his first couple of dates, but maybe it's down the road. But like, doing some exotic stuff. Like, I don't know. Like,
what about hiking? You're going hiking?
I was just about to say going on like a hike. Yeah. You know, or like going, I don't even know. Like,
I've done
something
hiking.
Outdoors.
What do you think? I'm just not that kind of dude. But I think it's because I haven't done it. Like, I think I would love hiking.
Like, you're in Nashville, like going to the like, Centennial Park as a first day outside, maybe have a little picnic.
That would be cool,
But that's also not my personality, you know, too. But like, I think it'd be cool to start thinking about stuff like that as like
first go try it, man. Delta's in the air right now, bro. Go get vaccinated, then. It's just tough. Yeah, I mean, it's right now with everything else going on, it's kind of tough to get back out there. Everyone's wearing masks again. People are being political again. All right. So yeah, cool deal. That's that. All right. We're about 35 minutes in.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Let's talk about some basketball.
Okay, cool. Shout out again. We're man to man. We're creating a conversation between the modern day dating world, couch conversations, and a little bit of basketball. This will be our episode. This will be the part where we will be talking about a little bit of basketball. Again, we're sponsored by Prize Picks. Go check them out in the App Store. When you're downloading the app and signing up for it, use our promo code MAN. That's MAN. Put in $20, put in $25, up to $100. They'll match that $100 deposit. Go check it out. Prize Picks.
Yeah, for sure. Let's start out with a trivia question first to start out our basketball portion of this episode. I got a good question for you this week.
I'm ready for the trivia question, man.
All right. Basketball related. This dude is throwing up bricks. Who is the NBA leader in missed shots?
That's a good one. Dang.
All-time leader in missed shots.
I'll take my hints.
He played in the league for what, 2 years, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Of course he did. That is a good one, man.
But you got to think, too. I was thinking about this when I was coming up with it. Obviously, like, the league average is, like, around 50% for, you know, shooting percentage, right?
Right.
So, more than likely, a good shooter is still missing half the shots.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I'm obviously thinking of the realms of, like, Steph Curry, Reggie, Ray Allen, like, people who shoot a lot, but they also make a lot.
Right.
I'm thinking about a Kobe here, maybe, shooting a lot. I'm even thinking about a Larry Bird right here. I'm even thinking about a Scottie Pippen. And I'm just like low key trying to, like, these are my guesses, but not my official guess.
I like where you taking shooters too. Like, you're not thinking about the big man either. Like, some big man be breaking that bitch real hard.
Yeah. And I mean, big man, if I'm thinking big man, I'm thinking like Shaq or like Mutombo. Dang, man, this is a good one. I don't know, man. I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess here and say Dirk Nowitzki.
I mean, that was a great guess. I didn't see that one coming at all, but that's not correct.
Dang, Dirk Nowitzki, whatever, how do you ever say it? Dirk.
We'll post that on social media for you guys, and you guys come on, follow us on.
It's a good one, man. He never gives me the question before either. So this is very authentic. Yeah. I'm like 1 for 20, dude.
You've had a couple.
I've had two.
Yeah, you've had a couple out here that you're
doing. Okay. We'll throw it on social. You guys let us know.
Yeah, at Man to Man Podcast on all social media platforms for you guys. All right, let's talk about the offseason and these, I guess. All right, so obviously there's been a lot of moves and shakeups around the free agency, you know, trades and stuff. And I think I just want to point out before we get, you know, dive too deep into this, I don't remember an offseason where the first 24 hours of the offseason and free agency has been so, like, just, I guess, filled with big, big names moving.
Right.
And it's almost too exciting. Because I remember a couple years ago even where it lasts a couple of days, like 3 or 4 days, 5 or 6 days. We're waiting on these players to get, you know, like LeBron making his decision. That was like day like 4 or 5 of like free agency and stuff. But I felt like this year, within the first like 2 hours of free agency open, we had most of the big names knowing where they're going to go. And I don't know if I'd like that as much. I almost like it kind of spread out a little bit.
I love it, man. I love it. People are trying to go to their teams, man.
Right.
It's not like everyone's like, the game is getting so much better as far as like just people teaming up. Right. And it's like guys are trying to put themselves in a situation before it's too late to get on a team and build that team to where they can be contenders. And we've seen that. So I kind of like it in the first 24 hours of it, and people aren't waiting. And that just means the league's ready to get it going.
Like I said, I don't know if I like it, but I could get to like it because it is good to know right away, especially you brought up like trying to build a team. If you know that, you know, so-and-so is going, maybe, yeah, kind of influence you a little bit as well. Maybe if you're holding out for, you know, later in the 24 hours or whatnot, I don't know. But
okay, cool.
Let's kind of break this down into winners and losers. And I want to start, we'll get to the Lakers because I think they are the biggest winner, but the team that is the most surprising winner to me, mm-hmm. at least in the free agency, Chicago Bulls, right? Is that yeah. fair?
Love it, Hoop. Love it, Hoop.
Is that fair to say that they're the most surprising winners of free agency period in general?
Yeah.
You want to break it down? Do you want to go through? I can just list the players that they got and we can kind of go.
Yeah, go ahead and list them. Yeah, go ahead.
I think the biggest one, DeRozan, very versatile guy. Older in his career, but good. Caruso and Lonzo Ball just kind of shape out in terms of what these guys are doing. In terms of, I had a conversation with somebody about this last week. They do have a lot of shooting / point guards on their team. Right. I know they have Ayo Dosunmu, who also went to Illinois in the draft. But I think this is where we see that the young core group of guys can start to build this team into a contender. I don't think they're competing for championships at all this next year.
Right.
They're not in that talk, but if you tell me that you're building around Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, and you have a veteran presence in terms of like a DeRozan, somebody has been there, kind of done that with the Spurs for years. I'm sold. Like we all know that the Bulls have been like shitty in terms of not relevant for years. I feel like in the last like 10 years, really. And now I think this is a group of people where we can see some big changes in terms of what they're trying to do, at least. Is that fair? They got Vucevic.
I was going to say Vucevic is also on the lineup right there.
Right. Young guy. Younger guy, not an old head like DeRozan, but still, I don't know. What are your first initial thoughts here with the Bulls? I like it.
I think with the two additions and Alex Caruso, shout out to Caruso, just his whole story and finally getting the fucking bag is amazing. Same with Lonzo Ball, obviously top three pick, but both of those guys, yes, they add, you know, that offensive role in that gameplay, but it's big on the defensive end. And they play around the perimeter too, so they can guard those one and two players. For DeRozan, I think it's wonky, man. I think he's an operator ISO scorer and has turned into one of the league's most dangerous pick and roll maestros. So, but he's when the ball is not in his hands, you know, he's pretty much a non-factor, and it kind of shakes up the offense in my opinion. And I think DeRozan and Zach LaVine might have some figuring out to do, as well as the rest of the team, because they're just going to bring out a new starting five. But shout out to the guys that they've acquired, because Zach LaVine, right, hasn't won four straight games in his entire career, dating all the way back to college ball. It'll be good for LaVine. It'll be good for the Bulls. Billy Donovan adds that defensive presence into it. But I do think the one thing that's a little wonky there is DeRozan. I get him adding the whole veteran shit that he's got. They should have kept Thaddeus Young if you want a veteran in the locker room. But I think Zach LaVine and DeRozan will be kind of a weird mesh. And I think they'll figure out that out, and they'll have some struggles at the start of the season.
Right. I know that Lauri Markkanen said he wants to move on, start his young career elsewhere. And I think that's totally fine, because I don't see him fitting in with this group of guys that they brought in. I think they're kind of trying to move into a new direction. I love that they're, you know, pretty much all chips in building around Zach LaVine. I think
and can't forget Kobe White and the Wendell Carter Jr.
Right. I think it's all centered around, like, Kobe White fit with Zach LaVine. We saw it late last year. But I think that those chips saying and the GM saying, hey, let's put them all around and build around somebody like a Zach LaVine is something great. And encouraging. We see him pop off in the Olympics too. You know, I got to mention that he was, for me, the most valuable player for them, because he was that guy that behind Durant.
Behind
Durant and Booker, he was that guy, that glue guy, like a Carmelo Anthony was, right, like with our team a couple of years ago. All right, let's talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because I think they also are, I guess, the most moves. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, definitely. Sayonara to KCP, Kuzma, Trez, and I think it was either a three. We still didn't figure that out. Three or four team trade. This lineup is insane. And I personally love it. A lot of people are talking about age. And I don't think age is a number in this situation. It can be, but I just think like it's the NBA. Like guys are in that stage of like they're men, they're professional athletes. So 32 and above, and then you got three guys, Malik Monk, Kendrick Nunn, and Kent Bazemore, who are under 32. Like I said, they shouldn't got rid of Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's back. Trevor Ariza has been on the squad. Wayne Ellington's been on the squad. Both one brings. I think Wayne Ellington was on it. I don't want to fact check that for me, but Trevor Ariza at least. And then I think the starting five is going to be Melo. Are they putting Melo in the starting five with Bron, Westbrook, AD, and Dwight?
Yeah, I love this. Obviously, we see Russ move.
That's like a fucking 2K team.
Yeah, Russ got moved draft night, but a lot of people say, like, we saw the same conversation. I've seen this conversation come up twice now surrounding Russell Westbrook. And we saw it back when he went over to Houston and trying to mesh with James Harden.
THT also. Forgot him. Sorry.
Right. He got re-signed back too. But moving James Harden and Russell Westbrook, I don't think that was a bad pairing. They worked and figured it out. They're both two ball-dominant players. Same with LeBron James. I think LeBron James is going to take a seat back because LeBron James is wanting Russell to be that guy that he was 2 or 3 years ago, being explosive. This just means LeBron James not going to have to work as hard to get wins in and out and bring like just competitiveness to the team because Russell Westbrook does that day in and day out.
Right.
And night in and night out. So I like it. I think Russell Westbrook is going to be more of the ball dominant player. And when he starts to like overdo it, LeBron's going to talk to him and say, hey, I got you. Just give it to me. I'll relieve some of that pressure. You don't have to do it every possession, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've seen these guys on the Olympic team winning the medals. These guys are close friends on and off the court. And my question to you is, who doesn't play when it comes down to playoffs? So you have obviously the core group right there. Iggy went over, or he returned back to the Warriors, but Iggy had speculation of him going to the Lakers. Who doesn't play in the situation? Is it Kendrick Nunn? Is it Wayne Ellington? Obviously Jared Dudley, I think, is still on the team. But Malik Monk, there's one of those guys who's just not going to get PT when it comes to, you know, crucial game time. And I think it might be Kendrick Nunn. He's just a more awkward fit.
I love Kendrick Nunn's game. He'll be a great backup point guard, kind of the plug and play guy when both Russ and LeBron are off of the court. In those, you know, couple minutes here and there, second, third quarters.
So you think Kendrick Nunn's gonna play?
Yeah, I think he'll definitely play. I think he might be the most valuable, talking about valuable piece to come in and make sure to keep things on the tracks when the big guys are in. I think to answer your question, I think Malik
Monk could be Dwight, bro.
I mean, he's gonna play too. I think Malik Monk has a lot of, see, the younger guys like Malik Monk, Wayne Ellington, Bazemore, LeBron is gonna have to be able to trust them. And this first like month of the season, that is their proving ground. They're gonna get run in the first month or two, but when it comes down to the wire in the fourth quarter, LeBron is going to have to turn to his players on the court and be like, do I trust this guy? And so I think just because they're younger, Malik Monk, kind of a head case at times. We saw in, or he was in Charlotte with the Hornets. But yeah, same with Kent Bazemore, kind of also when he was with the Kings, a little bit suspect here and there with just controlling the game and, but I don't know. I think it's a lot of proving. These younger guys are proving to LeBron if he can trust him. I think LeBron knows he can trust Carmelo. He can trust Dwight Howard. He can trust AD, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and he trusts Russell. I think they're going to make it work. On the flip side of that, I think the Wizards, we just named mention the Wizards lineup I think they got a little bit better too in this. I think it was a win-win for both teams. I mean, when you bring in those younger guys that all played pretty much together last year with the Lakers and just transferred to a new team, you'll see like a Kyle Kuzma maybe like step out of his shell and try to become a leader on that team. So
right. Yeah, it's good for the Wizards. I mean, Bradley Beal, we'll see what happens. He's been needing some help around here. And shout out to the Wizards. It just looks like a team where they just trying to win some games, man. And they got it in Beal. What about the Miami Heat? And we talk about we talked about the Bulls, and obviously we want to talk about Lowry being moved over to the Heat, and obviously Victor Oladipo they announced with the return to the Heat. PJ Tucker, somebody that's, I guess that, you know, they weren't looking to, Milwaukee Bucks weren't looking to pay him as much as he would like to. And I think, you know, Bobby Portis took a paycheck, something like that. And they just thought that maybe Bobby Portis would play a little bit better than PJ Tucker. And so I don't know if he took a pay cut also, but I think the Heat are just another team that are just winners in this free agency. And that's just where it goes. But I know we talked about the Bulls, and then what's up with this tampering thing? There's a bunch of tampering going on.
Yeah. Answer first part. I like that the Heat got Lowry. I know they were kind of looking for a more, I guess, veteran presence in terms of the point guard position. And so I don't know. I think the Heat will be good. They'll just have to figure it out, you know. Shout out to Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, getting that bag.
Paycheck. Yeah, getting his paycheck. I like that. Again, the Heat made that run and into the finals in the bubble. I think they were battling injury and COVID last year, but they also have to prove themselves. And I think they're also kind of doing the same thing of building around their core group of guys and filling in pieces where they see. And I think Lowry is that guy that, you know, in that position that they wanted to fill, and they got their guy. So I like that.
Lowry is the godfather of, I think, Jimmy Butler's nephew or son.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But anyways, yeah, Lowry's age 35, signed and traded to the Heat on a 3-year, $87 million deal. And that's assuming the outgoing package to the Raptors that only includes Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, I think the only thing is PJ Tucker, good ad, play Bam at the five. I think they're going to, you know, they filled another power forward position that they needed, and PJ Tucker has proven to be that guy that you can just plug and play, you know. So
I think we could talk about who guys going to all these different teams, but low key, Patty Mills to the Nets that might be a steal of free agency.
Yeah, I saw that come through, and you know, Dinwiddie obviously was in that a 3 or 4 team trade with the Wizards. So Dinwiddie's off to the Wizards, and to fill it with Patty Mills, I mean, that guy's a walking bucket, dude. He plays hard every night. I know Pop loves him. And so it's great for him too, because I think this is where we'll see he was on a team that wasn't relevant. And now he being a torchbearer at the Olympics, being the head guy for Australia, everybody loves him, and he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. And to go to a relevant team and get the nightly exposure, everybody, if you don't already love this guy and know who he is, you're going to get to see him a lot more. And he's just going to, you know, be a big part of the Nets organization. Thanks. So.
Right. Couple other shout outs just with the point guards. Mike Conley re-signed with the Jazz, 3 years, 72.5. Chris Paul got the bag. It's 36, re-signed with the Phoenix Suns of 4 years, $120 million. So yeah. Steph Curry got a fucking bag. So Chris Paul, there's a lot of talk about, you know, he's going to be 40 once his contract's up, and he's going to come out as a Charles Barkley and not have a ring by the end of his career.
Yeah. Last shout out before we get out of here, I want to shout out to the Knicks too. I think they are a team that got better. D Rose, Evan Fournier, getting their guys extended. I think Kemba Walker is going to slide in there too and be a big help with them. But
Is it SGA? SGA is also on the Knicks?
No. He's back. He's with the Thunder. So. Okay. But yeah, I think that's about it for me. I know we kind of sped through the basketball section, but
yeah, Oubre to the Hornets.
Yeah,
shout out LiAngelo Ball trying to get on a roster spot, man. Shout out to Mac McClung. Hope he gets a spot. I know Pacers signed a two-way to Washington. The guy from Ohio State is pretty fucking sick. And who were our draft picks? Who were they? It was Duarte, whoever the hell that guy is. So it's weird picks all around, man. Really wanted Donovan Mitchell. He's a stud in the summer league. There's a center for the Heat that's balling out in the summer league. So that's kind of where we're at as far as just basketball talk. Shout out to Team USA, both men's and women's, for winning gold. And yeah, the Olympics are pretty much over right now. So
yeah.
That'll be a recap, man. That is us. Follow us on all socials at Man to Man Podcast. We'll throw that trivia question on there again. Go check out Prize Picks. Go download it in the App Store and use our promo code MAN when signing up. You don't need any credit card information or anything like that. Just basic information. Use our promo code. Put in $100. It'll match you. You got $200 to play with. Other than that, Liam, I don't know if you have anything else.
No, I think so. I'm going to namaste these guys out of here, if that's all right with you.
Yeah. Well, namaste. Yeah. I'm going to get out of here, though. See ya.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150, with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features, the owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.